Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I don't know if I ever told you about this time. You know, we mentioned it the other day, and I would I want to mention it today. I was sent to this call. You know, I used to be a deputy, a law enforcement officer, and I was sent to this call. And the call was there was this house that was in probate, and nobody was living there, and they were waiting for it to go through a process or something. And they said that they thought they heard somebody was in the house. There was no power on the house or anything like that, and so they, for some reason, they sent me out there. It's like, that's scary, you know. Like, oh no, you're the deputy. You're supposed to go
right,
the police.
You're the police.
Every time there was a problem, they always sent me. I don't know what that was. Anyway, so and so here we go. I'm going to this place, and it seems like an older house there, and it's kind of it looks, it's all dark. It's at nighttime, and. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing on the front porch, and you know, and I felt the front door is cracked. It's open. I'm like, oh my goodness, well, somebody could be in this thing. So I didn't shine my light at first. You know, I kind of kept my light down, so I can kind of walk into this house to be able to surprise them, so them surprising me.
Right.
And so I got in there, and I turned on my flashlight. You have to understand, my flashlight at that time was something they use now, I think, for x-rays. I mean, if you thought I had a broken bone, you could put that behind them and look on the other side. You can see if any bone is fractured. It was bright. It was so bright that it almost caught my car seat on fire in my cruiser once. It was so, it was just such a bright light. So anyway, so I come in there, and all of a sudden, you want to surprise me. I'm like, bam, turn my light on, right? And when I turn my light on, cockroaches, man. Cockroaches like 2 inches, 3 inches, 6 foot wingspread. I mean, these things were huge. And there was just hundreds of them. And they just flew right to me like I was Velcro and went, you know, and I had a short sleeve shirt on, man.
Oh, no.
And they have like pointy, like needle legs and stuff. And
Fangs. That's like your best friends, right?
It's not time to talk about your phobia. And, you know, and so, you know, I mean, I'm covered in roaches. In roaches. And I'm supposed to be the calm, cool police. I'm here to rescue you.
You are the police.
Terrified. I was police. And so I was terrified. Oh, my goodness, you know. And so you don't know whether somebody's in there with a gun. You don't know what's going on. You got roaches crawling up your pants legs and in your sleeves, in your ears. You know what I'm saying? This is horrific.
You're the police.
And listen, for people, our listeners that are not living in the southern parts of America, you haven't seen a roach till you've seen one down south.
No doubt.
It's as big. It's like a big, huge bay leaf or bigger.
It's like an airplane.
It really is. The wingspread will blow you away. And so needless to say, I felt inside of me there was a need that I needed to expedite my search of this house and get out of this house.
And escape.
And escape. I went through the house so fast. And what happened was transients, I guess, would come in there, kids or whoever, and they were sleeping on the floor on a mattress in that.
Oh,
but
wow.
There was open peanut butter jars and all that. And roaches were just everywhere.
Ugh.
Oh my goodness, man! I ran out of there, and they're crawling up your short sleeve shirts. They're going right up your arms and down the back of your neck and stuff. And, oh, it was just horrific. I'm glad I didn't shoot the place up. It wouldn't have done no good.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, I can imagine it. And so,
that was another time.
I ran out of there, obviously, in a real cool way. And I didn't know where I wanted to get in my cruiser, because I know they're gonna have roaches in my cruiser, right? Because they're all over me. And so I'm shaking clothes out, doing all
that
kind
of stuff. Search yourself.
All right. I was getting them out, and that was horrific.
Ugh.
That was horrific, you know. And I remember when I was young, when I first got my understanding of roaches, and maybe Chris has a story here. It looks like he has one. I was 5, and Dad had this walking cane. He got this cane from from the insurance company. It's like an insurance company gives you a king. I never thought about that. Not a good thing if you think about spiritually speaking. It's like, what are you trying to tell me? Anyway, mm-hmm. you give me all these awards. You did really real good insurance. Mm-hmm. And so they have this long cane that was curled or whatever. Mm-hmm. And there was this, they had built onto the house, closed in a garage. Mm-hmm. And there's this, you know, during those days, paneling was the thing.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what happened, but paneling was a thing. And there was this cockroach that got in there on the wall in the back of this room, you know. And so I was like, because I was confident it crawls around and stuff like that, you know. And it was to me, I mean, you know, 5 years old, it looked like it was probably about, you know, 2 inches long and, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. And so I had that cane, you know, 5 year olds, you know, we're like, trying to see if frog legs stay on when you pull on them. And
very intelligent,
the fly wings come off. Can you fly with one wing? Different things that kids do. And so I'm poking at this cockroach. I'm poking at this cockroach, you know, for all the PETA listeners out there.
With the cane.
Oh, well. Anyway, so I'm poking at this thing thinking, I'm bigger than you, and I'm poking this cane. But I didn't realize... My knowledge and my wisdom has not yet expanded to all the things that these big, huge Southern Florida roaches can do. And all of a sudden, this crawling roach that was on this paneling wall decided, okay, I'm not going to crawl anymore. I'm going to spread my 6-foot wingspread. I'm going to fly over to whoever's holding this cane, and I'm going to land on his shoulder. Oh my gosh. You're talking about squealing. Oh, this 5 year old squealed and ran the whole length of that place. Oh my goodness. I want to encourage you. Pest control is from the Lord. From the Lord. You like a phobia? You like them?
Oh, roaches. We don't get along. No, I've got a similar story of being attacked by a roach.
You got attacked too, huh?
Oh, wow. Man. But I was, probably
16?
Like 25?
Actually, I was older. I was about 26, really. No, I was, growing up as a kid.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah. Growing up as a kid, we would go to our grandmother's house, all the time, and she had a really bad roach problem.
Lots of oak trees.
And so.
They live under
edit
the oak trees.
Edit that.
Anyway.
So yeah, at night, I was always afraid of a cockroach crawling into my ear, up my nose, in my mouth, because they were they were everywhere.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
You were for the mission field. You're going to go to the mission field. You're right.
And so, later on in life.
Instead, he got hairballs.
Yeah. I was, later on when I was living in the house, there was one particular night where there was a cockroach in the kitchen, and it was this biggest cockroach I'd ever seen. Like you say, it was 2-3 feet long, and
did it have a saddle?
Oh, yeah. And I went to swat this thing, and it flew off. I mean, it came like right towards my face.
Were you smoking your Bible about that time? This might not have actually happened. We don't know, right?
I could have hallucinated it.
And so I ducked this cockroach, and it lands on top of this shelf. And so so I turn around, and I'm going towards this roach to swat it, and this thing stands up on its hind legs.
Oh, wow.
I'm serious. This thing stood up and just flew at me again. And I screamed.
It flipped me again.
And I screamed like a little banshee.
It flipped him. It flipped a 26-year-old man. It's cockroach flipped him.
No, wow. Flew at me.
Oh, flew at you. At least you flipped them.
Wow. That's a big roach, bro.
It could have been like this, too. I don't know.
It was a big roach.
Yeah, right. He was on drugs.
But that was, yeah.
That's and then it spoke to you, right?
No, it didn't speak. I spoke. I screamed like a little girl.
Well, okay. This is the last cockroach segment. there's just different things, I've been to Jersey and seen some stuff, been to New York, and I said, oh, what's that, a dog? They go, no, that's a rat. That's a rat. And so I was in a hospital, because somebody was there in the hospital, and I wanted to stay the night. They don't design hospital furniture for you to be there. I mean, they intentionally, they have a, some, psychologist designing furniture to just poke you some, in a certain way that you'll go home mm-hmm. and not stay in the mm-hmm. hospital. And they mopped their carpets. They mopped their carpets in the hospital. And so anyway, so there was a coffee pot and there was like this waiting room, whatever, down from the room that I was staying there. And just staying there. Actually, it was Donna's mom that we were there. And I just wanted to stay close to Donna and her mother. And I said, well, I'm just going to stay here in this waiting room and kind of somehow lay between on the arms or something. You know, it's just really uh-huh. tough to do. And I'm laying there wide awake with an armrest in my back. Somehow, mm-hmm. And I look at the coffee pot. And over the coffee pot, this is in a hospital. Mm. You know, it's in a hospital. I look up, and there's one of these huge roaches that he's talking about. I'm over the coffee. I'm like, you know me. I don't have like 30 cups of coffee.
Oh, no.
I'm like, and so I'm laying there, and I'm thinking, you know, because we were in this daze because we've been awake for like, you know, weeks. And it seems like, and so I'm thinking, you know, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm looking at it. Then all of a sudden, and what Chris said reminded me of it. This, you're thinking, you know, you think you know how things happen, you know, and you're looking at it and you're in and out and what's going on. It's like, you know, as long as it stays way over there, I will not have coffee again ever anywhere in the vicinity of this place.
Oh my gosh.
And then it literally bows up. It leans back. It leans back now. It's on the wall. So it's on a wall. Its feet are touching the wall. Its back feet, because it had a whole bunch of them. And then its front feet came off. You got to get this. You got to get this now. And then it took its neck and its head and looked around the room. It looked around the room.
Oh, my God.
I levitated off that seat, man. I'm like, boom, I am out of here. I am going home. Lord, we'll just trust this thing with
that. Oh, my goodness.
It looked around the room. It looked at me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. What's happening? Roaches are mutating. What are we doing? What is this coming from? So...
Oh,
you know,
goodness.
It is, you know, it's pretty amazing. These big Bay Meadow type bugs, they call them, but palmetto bugs. And,
well,
those are big.
Okay. We haven't had Jersey
oh, really?
Roach yet.
Are you serious?
Jersey Roach yet. Now they're not as big, but this, maybe this would be
those
the
are
last
called
one.
Ants.
Maybe this would be the last
these
roach story. Okay. I remember my parents, this is when I was, younger, maybe about 5-6 years old. Maybe not older than that. I don't know. Just young kid at the time.
How tall were you then?
I don't know. They're probably almost the same size now. But but
you got that tricycle? That tricycle.
Well, this beautiful couple actually that led my parents to the Lord. They actually were come visiting my parents at the house for dinner.
Oh,
okay,
no.
You got to get this.
Of all the times for you to come out, Roach.
So you know this is a wonderful.
If your mother's
couple,
listening, she's
so,
dying right yeah. now. You're saying this.
No, my mom is a spotless person. When you live in an apartment building, if your neighbors got roaches, it doesn't matter. You gonna have roaches. They leave one apartment, come to the next. But she's spotless type person, and cleaning, you know, doing her thing. And so this couple is there, and I remember this couple were so nice. It was just so proper, and I'm just thinking, oh my gosh, just, you know, they actually came to our apartment and they're eating dinner with us, and it was a huge deal. So I get up, you know how your act is like trying to be on my best behavior, and I'm picking up plates.
That
and
had
doing
to be
stuff.
Hard. That had to be hard for you.
Oh my goodness, very hard. So I'm, you know, doing my thing, and all of a sudden, I see this woman talking to my parents, and I see this roach on the back of her neck.
Oh no! Wait, Where is it?
On the back of her neck.
Oh my goodness! Did she bring it with her?
So I'm a kid, and I'm like, oh my gosh, there's a roach on her neck.
Oh no, your mom.
Oh, no, out loud.
Yeah, your mom was like, thank you, John Paul. Thank you.
If you could have seen their eyes. And she's getting up and she's patting her back and running around. It was hilarious. I'm sure my mom doesn't even remember that story, but it was hilarious.
Oh, I'm sure she does.
They were awesome friends, and they knew it for many years, but it was... That was something else, man. That was something else.
Can you imagine? She probably went home and thought, well, we're just in the mission field, honey.
So we're just reaching out to them. We're just trying to be nice to these people.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.